Dandry.
Is there a radius to the design of this?
Yeah, there is a curve to the building. That the end bays are kind of angled in. And if you talk about the glare with the lights, from Hawthorne on that side, the indoor building, the complex itself, will, from about every house there, will physically block you from seeing the light, like the deer in the headlight look, because they're on the building shooting north. So you can't see the lights. This building will block it. This building's taller. This is 54 feet. This is 58 or 9 feet at the peak. So this building is taller, and it's in front of this building that will... So you'll see lighting levels, and we have the city has the comprehensive lighting photometric plan that shows that we're not spilling outside the property line. But you look at the light levels. To play baseball is 100-foot candles in the infield and 70 in the outfield. This facility is in the 20s, you know, right in front of the building, and it's almost, you know, it's one or two out at the end. It's not nearly as much light as like a baseball facility would have. And again, they're only on the top of the building facing due north.
And the topography is different.
Right, so like when we talk about Greendale's concerns, the fields, they sit higher than where the homes are. That doesn't exist on the west side of the property.
Just to answer your question on the distances, the nearest house to the indoor, if you drew a straight line from here to this backyard, is like 700 feet. And if you come up around the corner, from the corner of the building, if you draw a straight line in here, you don't even hit buildings. You do a straight line like coming this way. The field of view is missed at all on there. But the nearest house is in the 700, low 700-foot range, but you have to go through this building to get to it. As far as talking distances. I mean, we're 1,300 feet, you know, from this building to the corner back over here. I mean, it's a big site. It's deceiving, but it's a long way. It's 4 football fields away.
All right, I'm going to make a motion to then, based on this, I think I didn't really realize that building was blocking it and taller than it, and with the way the lights are, I mean, I do understand, because if I have a nasty slice, so eventually my ball is going to be out of sight. I mean, the light's not going to pick up. The good thing I have a hook, I couldn't hit that firmly. I'll make a motion. Everything that planning staff or planning commission did, except for on the Saturday or Friday and Saturday, go to 2 a.m. I think on the weekends you can go to 2 a.m.
This is item D1, the indoor golf.
DI. Well, D1, I'm going to leave it. DI, I'm going to leave that the way it is. And then the outdoor golf going till 2 a.m. I just don't think it's going to be an issue.
The plan commission had split those to differentiate the restaurant operations on the inside from the lights of the golf on the golf range.
All right, so let's be clear. DI stays the same. Yep. That being 7 a.m. to 12 on, and then 7 a.m. to 12 two o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
That's the restaurant. Is that the restaurant area and the bar? Okay, yeah. And then the outdoor.
Outdoor golf, 7 a.m. to midnight.
And I'm making a recommendation until 2 on the weekends.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second? Seeing no second, that motion dies due to lack of second. Is there another action?
No, I'll make the motion as it's presented for D1 and D2.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Let's do this simply. No, let's do this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Oh, damn. I played the odds and lost. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item E, indoor baseball hours of operation.
The applicant is proposing 5 a.m. to midnight. The plan commission recommended approval of that. Staff is recommending that those hours be actually 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Motion to approve as presented.
5 a.m. to 12?
5 to 12. Because it's indoor.
This is the baseball?
Yeah, if I could comment, I think this is where we lost the plan commission, or not the plan commission, the staff a bit. So we've got the indoor, but also what we have is essentially a fitness center that's there. So to start a fitness center at 7 a.m., and if you look at precedent, I think it's innovative that opens at 5 a.m.
Yes.
So I 7 a.m. just doesn't.
Don't
doesn't.
Ask me. I don't know about those places.
They do.
But it's indoor, and then, so the implication, I don't.
So that's we're doing 5 to 12?
So let me be a sales manager here for a minute. When you get an order, be quiet. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Gotcha.
Doesn't need discussion. All right. Indoor baseball, we took care of umbrella bar, including a Hinterhof.
Staff has no objections to that
so
change.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, for mountain, we're changing the name to mountain biking.
Limited. That's just a cleanup. We have no objections.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to page 262, page 18 on the staff report. Lighting. Item A. Ms. Fuchs.
This is the applicant is proposing that to revise the lighting study. Stating that they would comply with the Milwaukee County Agreement and Unified Development Ordinance standards. Staff is asking for a comprehensive lighting study.
Move to require the comprehensive lighting study.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second? Seeing no second, that motion dies due to lack of second. Any other action?
Motion to accept the recommendation by plan.
Second.
Discussion? All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, no abstentions. The noise issue, item 8.
Similar to the lighting, the applicant is proposing that they follow and meet with the agreement with Milwaukee County and the Exhibit C of that document, and that would be essentially the comprehensive sound study.
This includes the installation of a permit system?
Yep.
Yes.
Motion to recommend, planning staff approve, Mark?
Yes.
Second.
Just for clear, when's that going to happen?
The county agreement has us doing it by, end of fall this year.
So when are you going to do it?
As soon as Greg does it.
Greg.
So I think September is what I saw last.
Okay.
We need to power the sound meters at the perimeter of the site until we get some distribution in. We
right,
can't
right.
power them, so by the end of this season.
On discussion, Alderman Mayer.
So what's the difference between the comprehensive sound study that Joel is recommending and the Milwaukee County agreement?
Let me just grab the staff report here.
The county agreement sets limits. The comprehensive sound study, in my view, was not clearly defined, but it would set, it would require prior to installation sound measurements prior to installation as opposed to post. Is that correct?
I think
nebulous.
So I think the heritage of this motion was to say, well, hey, we need a professional to come out and put in a recommendation. So we do a study. And through our negotiations with Milwaukee County, we had a study done, and ultimately it led to a negotiation on setting standards. So regardless of what we submit, we know at the end of the day we've got to meet a certain standard. So any additional study, if we adopt the Milwaukee County standard, all roads lead to Rome on this is my point. And Milwaukee County put stipulation if we abuse it, there's penalties, and so I think. That was the heritage of why you guys put it in, was because there were concerned citizens, but we just got ahead of it and we negotiated with Milwaukee County.
Alderman Taylor.
Fuchs. Does the city of Franklin have a ordinance on decibel readings?
Yes.
And what is it?
It is, I do have that here.
183.38-46.
There is, well, it's a good point. There are, there's a municipal code section for noise, which states no person shall operate, permit the operation, or allow his or her property to be used for such operation of anything which makes or causes a sound at a level between 70 decibels and 79 decibels as measured at the real property boundary of the noise source or beyond 50 feet from the noise source when operated in a public space without a permit, except as otherwise approved below. So that's in the municipal code. The UDO also has noise sections. It gives decibel levels between certain times for different zoning districts. Staff did look at the P1 Park District as kind of the comparison for this Plan Development District, which would have a maximum of 55.
Also a document that was provided, plan that showed or gave us an idea of certain decibel readings off of just standard pieces of equipment or a truck.
It's in here somewhere.
That is in the packet.
Well, may I speak?
Mr. Zimmerman.
So while he's looking for that, so we went over this with Milwaukee County, and we adopted municipal code. So the notion of saying this is a park, this is no longer a park. It's no longer Milwaukee County Parks. This is a multi-use development. It's got a stadium. It's got all the stuff that we talked about. So we said let's use the municipal code as the baseline to negotiate the deal.
And that's
Alderman too.
And that's because the county's not the one enforcing it. The city's the one enforcing it. And that's why we use the city numbers. And frankly, in all the years that the Rock has been there, I think we've been using 79. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what we've been using across the board is 79. Because it was that range, 70 to 79, and this came to us years ago with the umbrella bar, with the Rock concert, you know, the Saturday night deals, with baseball and all that. 79's been the number. This is not a park. So that's a number that I'd like to see us use. And then there are penalties in the agreement with Milwaukee County. And regarding the sound system that was being built, that was Stas Kunis, myself, the developer. We all sat down at Corporation Council and came up with, you know, the different meters that was going to have real live streaming, you know, so data was going to be collected. Things that came up was like, what happens if someone – you know, Harley drives by and, you know, revs it up. I mean, that's going to spike the number. When you look at that, you can read and figure that stuff out, you know. So.
I think the important fact here is they're going to have a state-of-the-art monitoring system that we will have access to and we will be able to check. We've also incorporated a one-year revisit
mm-hmm.
in here. So we'll sit down and we'll go over the report unless we've had to go through it earlier, but we'll do it on an
after
annual
they've
basis.
Been in, after a year it's been
after
in place
a year of operation.
Right, so if it, right,
so then we have then we've got a talking point at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Over there.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. I mean, I just want to make sure that
that's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
Alderman Mayor.
How have complaints been recently? I haven't heard many.
I can tell you we've had part of the, when the licensing committee dealt with the, it's Alderman Nelson, Wilhelm, and myself, when we dealt with the special use of, you know, for the concert series, summer concert series, one of the things that we asked for was a report. And so every Monday, Scott Johnson of Rock Ventures, he puts together a document that has different readings, parking information. That's been emailed three times now to us, all three reports. There has been nothing near that 79 number.
Would it be possible for us to share that report?
Absolutely. Madam Clerk.
currently, the when I get it, I refer to departments and the license committee members, so I can just add on the other.
Yeah, and appreciate that.
There's nothing you'd be happy with what you see.
I haven't heard anything recently.
Okay. We're moving right along.
Yeah.
All right, there's a motion to approve the noise ordinance.
Should have just voted against the whole thing, and then we could have taken it off. It would have been 5-4-1. It would have been simpler.
Well, it's important that the neighbors see what's going on here.
Well, they were here.
So all those in let's, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion approved. Six ayes, no.
Five.
I'm sorry, five ayes, one absent, no noes.
Wow.
Let's move on.
On the plus side. That's good.
Okay. Page 265. Permitted uses.
Mayor, there's on the ordinance page 20, again, a height change.
The height change motion.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 265, pages 21.
The
come on, Nick.
Applicant is proposing to strike baseball fields and hotel up to four stories from the reference to the OL2 district regarding permitted uses.
And where is the OL2 overlay district? South of Rawson, north of Rawson.
Nowhere. That is a reference to those uses. The only OL2 in the city is the Sendix and
all right, why do we
Sendix
care?
West.
I'm
or
motion.
Franklin.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Now, isn't this asking for it to become a special use instead of a permitted use instead of a special use?
This is a zoning district that doesn't exist at the ballpark.
It is. It is. Sorry, it is under the district permitted uses, so those uses permitted within the OL2 district would be permitted within this.
Staff and the Plan Commission objected to this.
Yes, the applicant. Plan Commission did object to the hotel as a permitted use due to the parking concerns and its height and proximity to the residential development east of 76th Street.
Reason I made
staff does not object to the baseball fields, so it's just the hotel.
Hold on now. I called for a vote. The vote was taken, which it was not completely taken, but it was taken. So I'm going to announce the vote as carries, and I'm going to as per roll call. So everybody vote the way you voted, and then we'll call for reconsideration. So, all right, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
I didn't say anything.
He didn't say it, so he abstains.
I said aye.
You're abstaining?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Aye. So the motion carries four ayes, no noes, one abstention, and one absent. Is there a motion to reconsider?
No.
Move to reconsider.
You can.
You can.
Now, we were voting on this whole thing, then, not just
no,
the one
just
at a time.
A. Just A.
Just A, okay. A is what staff and Plan Commission objected to.
Right. So, the motion carries. Is there a motion to reconsider?
Move to reconsider.
You can't.
You can't.
I just did.
But you can't, because you weren't on the affirmative side. All right. There's. I'll ask for it again. Is there a motion to reconsider? Seeing none, there is no motion to reconsider. Sorry, Dan. Procedural. Okay, 2B.
That's another reference to the four stories. Staff was recommending three stories. Applicants is requesting four.
Motion for four. The Plan Commission did that.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Daniel.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstention. Motion carries. Looks like page 24, Nick, 268.
There's another reference to four stories.
I'll move.
On 21, 2B.
OK, Okay, so we're all clear. Page 20, what page? 21?
21 of the ordinance.
2B. So moved.
All those
second.
Just did that. No.
We did that one.
No, we didn't.
There's 1B and 2B.
Yeah. We did 1B, and now we're doing 2B.
Or not to
be. Or not to be.
All those in favor of 2B?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Madam Clerk, I should have
Alderman
done
it. Aye. Alderman Mayor?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. You got to go with your gut. Motion carries. Item on page 268. Chart?
So moved.
This raises the height to 60 feet and 35.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Danby?
Aye.
God, keeping me guessing. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstention. Motion carries. C1B.
So moved.
Second.
This changes four stories and three floors. All right. What am I doing, Dan?
Roll call.
Roll call. Madam Clerk.
Alderman.
You can just call Andrea. For it when you want. Just call for it when you want it.
Alderman no. Mayor. No.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber. Alderman Nelson.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. 2B.
So moved.
Second.
This again is a height change. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
You're just testing, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Motion carries five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Page 26, 270, Nick. That's what I have. This is gross
page
density.
26, yes, there is a change for the maximum density to be average across PD number 37 south of Rawson. Staff does have concerns and is objecting to the
so moved
density
plan commission
change.
Recommendation.
Second.
What was the plan commission recommendation?
All right.
They recommended approval.
All right, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstention. Motion carries. Then we go to the hot button, page 27.
This is allowing memory care residence facility as a permitted use.
So moved.
I'll second.
I've been very consistent. I don't think this is appropriate. Todd, you know my position's been all along, so I'm not being unfair, especially after what you're going to hear when we're done with this. Okay.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. Next page.
Below that is a category for community living arrangements serving nine or more persons. That would be requesting be a permitted use.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber? Alderman Nelson?
Aye. Aye.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstention. Motion carries. 276, Nick.
Page 28 of the ordinance.
28? Sorry.
Page 28 of the ordinance. Multiple family residential housing for older persons is requesting to be changed to a permitted use from special.
Wait.
We just did that.
Yeah, we just did that.
We just did community living arrangements serving nine or more persons.
Oh. Got it.
Second.
There's three different boxes.
Oh, okay. I did.
Yeah.
I did it the chart. You did it individually.
Right.
That's fine. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So we're back to page 28, 272.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman
Barber. Alderman
aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman
Dandy.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. Page motion carries 32, 276.
This is another landscaping change. The applicant is requesting that the landscaping may be approved by the Plan Commission during its review of site plans, which could then include that 25% reduction.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
And Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor. No.
Alderman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstention. Motion carries. Looks like
page 38 of the ordinance. Four, wood or fiber cement siding must be bevel horizontal lap siding. Staff has no objections.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstention. Motion carries. Page 40, right, Nick?
Page 40, I-2.
84 for the council.
That's a minimum pedestrian walkway width of 6 feet. Staff doesn't object.
I'm going to try. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Good job.
Motion carries. 288, page 44.
This is the start of the list of conditions. So these are related to the discussion we've had. So the condition number two is in regards to the sound study. So the proposed language here would match the previous action as requested by the applicant.
Well, let's see if we can minimize the actions here. What on these next four pages is any different than any of the actions we previously taken this evening?
The last we did strike, the only ones would be the starting at 12, which was struck already, but condition number 13, 14, 13 to 17, I believe, could be struck based on the previous actions.
Okay, the motion is to approve all conditions beginning on Section 3, Condition 1 through 12, strike 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 on page 47, 291, and 18 remains. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Second, I just got a question. I'll second it. But that includes the 79 decibels, right? That's where the number is. Correct.
Correct. That would remain in under condition number two.
Which we are, yeah, it would be there.
Correct.
So we're basically concurring what we did earlier.
And we're also, by the way, we're also striking other.
Correct.
Which is condition 19.
Oh yeah. 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 Okay.
Anything else, Dan?
Well, I want to be consistent with how I voted so far, and I can't vote yes for the whole thing. I'm going to abstain.
I can't tell you how to vote, but I vote no.
Well, that was my other option. I didn't want to do that necessarily, but yeah. Okay, I'll go
no. So, Madam Clerk.
Stay consistent. Vote no.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. You want to take a 5 minute? Wait. All right.
We have a vote here.
So we need to vote on the overall ordinance as one item.
So move.
So this is
second.
Okay, on the entire ordinance.
With all the changes. All the changes, all the votes we just cast.
Thank you.
A lot of 4-1s.
All right, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
No.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, four ayes, one no, one absent, no abstentions. Take a 6-minute break. We'll return at 8:30.